After you butcher a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Souse meat.
Do you make that?
Head cheese, I have. You can make head cheese or souse meat.
Are those the same thing or different?
No, they're a little different, but or you can make mince meat.
What's the difference between the head cheese and souse?
I really don't know. I've made souse meat, but I don't think I've made any head cheese. But it is a little different. And mince meat, I use mine more for mince meat than anything else. And that you just take the lean parts of the head meat and grind it up. Put it through your food grinder and you add dried apples and fruit, raisins and stuff and make mince meat out of it. But I think a souse meat is just kind of a, you just take the bones out of it and a lot of the fat off and just mostly the lean and put it in a press and let it get cold and it kind of seals itself together and makes kind of a loaf out of it and you can slice it off then.
And how would you eat that, on sandwiches or?
Yes, or I've seen it rolled in flour or meal and fried. Fried brown after.
Sliced over like that better than any kind of meat.
Fried souse meat?
Just souse meat. He just loved it sliced, you know. Well, it's always cooked, you know. You cook it off the bone and then you take it off to put it in that press, you know. You press most of the grease out of it. And he loves fat meat, you know. And there's always a lot of fat meat in hog's head. We just slice it, you know. He loves it in the same way.
It is pretty good.
What, did you make anything out of hog liver? Butchered hog?
Liver cheese.
And how would you make that?
I never made it. My family all likes fried liver,
My mother used to make,
she used to make a hash.
She used
liver after she'd boil it and make a hash, but I've never learned how to make the hash.
I've tried to make it, but I never could make it taste like
it. I can't either.
I thought that was best stuff
ever eaten. I thought the other day I'd cook some hash, and I could not think to save my life what she put in it. My family is all big liver eaters, and it's healthy, and I just usually just fry the liver, and we all eat like liver pretty good.
Would you make any out of the hog blood?
No, I never used that.
If you took the juice of a head cheese or liver sausage and stirred it up with cornmeal and cooked it, did you ever do that? Make something like that?
No, not really. I took it and put vegetables in it and made a stew.
Okay, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. You'd say it's
old or
it tastes
strong or. Now that makes real good soap.
I guess it would, yeah.
I have a lot of times made soap out of old butter. If I get some that would get old and strong, it makes butter and makes soap just as good as any kind of grease there is.
I'm gonna have to try that in soap making, I think. You get me interested. Okay, if you have thick sour milk you keep on hand, it's called
curds.
Mm-hmm. And can you make a kind of cheese from that?
Yes,
cottage
cheese.
What do you have to do to milk after you milk?
Well, you have to strain it and then let it set for the cream to rise. If you take off the cream to churn.
Then how long does it take you?
Well, about 10, 12 hours in a cool place.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with crust on top?
Apple crunch.
And somebody has a pretty good appetite. You say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay, what would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding for dessert?
Ice cream.
Or you might make a sort of syrup like that.
Mm-hmm. A syrup.